We've got to get back to the main thing. The main thing is Jesus. It's not about looking cool. It's not being cool or any of those things. Loved one, listen to me. The Holy Spirit is not a doctrine. The Holy Spirit is a person.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn.
Hello again and welcome. On today's program, Pastor Bill continues his study from the New Testament epistle of Galatians with the conclusion to the message, Spirit or Slave. Let's listen in now.
Why is it that so many Christians in the 21st century, and even the church, they live their entire lives without ever really knowing the Holy Spirit, without being aware? They never practice awareness. He is here right now. Amen. And not only that, they never live their lives in dependence upon the Holy Spirit of God. I'm going to tell you, I need the Holy Spirit. I need him to lead me and guide me. I need him to say yes to the right, yes to the left, or stop, wait, whatever. I need him. He illuminates every page of the Bible. He is our teacher. He's the divine helper of every believer and the church. Amen? Listen, I'm going to say some hard things for a second. The pulpit, that's here, the pastor, they need to wake up the churches. This is not a place for entertainment, but it's nothing wrong with being entertained, but it's not an entertainment place. It's not a place to come and say, I just need a feel-good message, and then I'll walk out of here and feel good until Monday morning. You understand? It's not what it's about, loved one. It's not about, well, I'm coming here or any church, and by golly, it better have what I need or I'll go find something that does. Yeah, there's a lot of itching ears today. I want truth, for the truth will set you free. Amen? I want the Word of God, not the man, not man's Word. I want the Word of God. But the pulpits in America, they need to wake up. You know, someone sent me last week, or we were talking, and they said, have you seen this website or whatever it was? It was called Preachers and Sneakers. It was called Preachers and Sneakers. I'd never heard of that in my entire life. And so what it is, it's this guy, I don't know why he does it. I don't really care. But anyway, it shows pictures of all the pastors, many, many pastors in America, and how they dress. And then it shows the price of how they're dressed. I mean, there was one that if I named him, you would know him, $3,500 Gucci bag. Now, if you have a $3,500 Gucci bag, I don't care. If I had one, I would beat myself. Do you understand? Well, Bill, it's just, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what the world has. One guy, no, many. Can you imagine wearing a $4,500 pair of tennis shoes as you preach? Let me show you what old Billy would do. Let me slap you. But I would never do that, but I might think that. You know, it's kind of like you want to throw a brick at your TV, but mine are all styrofoam. Are you with me? And listen. How about this one? It just happened. Let me read it. Fox News. It says, shoes that connect your soul with your soul. And here they are. These shoes are injected with water from the Jordan River this is not a joke. Inside the shoes. Oh, and the water, which can be seen in its transparent soul, was added with a little color to enhance its visibility. The sneakers are called Jesus Shoes. They also feature the verse from the book of Matthew 14:25, the passage describing Jesus walking on water. Now, it gets better. And a single blood drop to represent his blood. And other religious features include the insoles that are scented with frankincense, a crucifix threaded through the laces, and a red sole. They sold out in minutes. The cost? The price tag, $3,000. You know, I want you to listen to me, because we're living in the end times. Do you know there are three giving ups, I believe, in Romans 1? The first one has already happened. The second has already happened. And now the third has happened. And when God hands over the third, there's no more hope for the nation of those kind of people. That's where we're at right now. Most of the church doesn't have a clue that today we could be gone, this very moment. We could be raptured out. Loved one, do you understand? We are living in the last days. We need to be led by the Spirit of God. We need to walk in the Spirit. Amen. We need to say, Holy Spirit, you lead me. Help me to pray, because the Bible says in Romans 8 that He does help you to pray. You need Him for everything that you do in the Christian life. You can't live the Christian life in the flesh, in your own strength. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, not your might, not your strength. We're in trouble. I don't want to hear that, Bill. I want a happy Sunday. I've already depressed because the Longhorns lost. No, listen, I asked someone, I said, why is it that I'm seeing this stuff with pastors all over America, the tennis shoes, but expensive ones, the $300 shirts, the $450 pants. I don't care if they wear them. It's none of my business. I'm just talking to you for a moment. And you know what this person told me? And I went, and it's like, you know, when somebody gives you a word and it just goes off. Here's what he said. He said, they're Pharisees. Oh, that's going to get me in trouble because this is going to go on the air across many nations. Pharisees. He said, they're Pharisees. Why? They want to look spiritual, but they're not. In other words, what did the Pharisees want? They wanted the best. They wore the best what? Robes. They wanted the best seats in the house. And not only that, they wanted to be revered by men. In other words, they would take out, remember, their little silver trumpet out of the robes. They would stand on the street corner in the marketplace where all those people were, and they'd blow that little trumpet. Why? Because they were going to give alms. They were going to give alms to the poor. They wanted their honor from men and not from God. They wanted to be cool. In other words, the person said, you know, here's what he said. He said, their dress shows their spiritual insecurity. That's a good word. I don't need anything but the Holy Spirit up here. I could wear shorts. Do you understand? But that might drive you out. You saw my skinny legs. It would scare you. They didn't used to be skinny, but they say the legs are the first to go. No, listen. You know, I mean, I look today at what's happening in our culture. I'm not judging them. I love pastors, man. But you know what? I sometimes don't know if they're in a boy band or, you know what I'm saying? Are they a rock star? No, listen. We've got to get back to the main thing. The main thing is Jesus. It's not about looking cool. It's not being cool or any of those things. Loved one, listen to me. The Holy Spirit is not a doctrine. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is not an essence or a force or a language. Do you understand me? He's the third person of the Godhead. He grieves. We can grieve Him, make Him sad. We can vex His spirit. We can grieve Him. You can't grieve an emotion. You grieve, only grieve a person. To grieve the Holy Spirit, the word grieve in Ephesians 4:30, where I'm quoting from, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Grieve is a love word. You can't grieve someone who doesn't love you. Do you understand? The Holy Spirit loves us. We must be led by Him. Ephesians 5:18 is a command. Be ye being filled with the Spirit of God. That's a command, not just one time, over and over and over again. Read the book of Acts. Peter was filled over and over, not just one time. Oh, how we need to be led by the Spirit of God. Man, listen, you must walk in the Holy Spirit. And if you don't listen to me, Christian, you'll never find your purpose. You'll miss your destiny. But more than that, you'll miss the adventure. There's not a greater thing than to walk with Jesus. There's not a greater life with all of the struggle and all the pain and the ups and downs, victories and losses, than to go down the narrow way that leads unto life. And few be there that find. I look and I say, oh God. Jesus said in John 6:63, He says, the Spirit gives life, but the flesh profit us nothing. Everything in this life that's done by the flesh is going to perish, loved one. No, listen. There is no such thing as Christianity without the Holy Spirit of God. Did you know the Holy Spirit will never lead you where you don't need to go? He'll always lead you right where God wants you to be. What a great, wonderful guide, helper, strengthener. The Spirit of Truth, Jesus called Him. Jesus said, hey, I'm not going to leave you orphans, He said to the disciples and to us as well. I will send you another helper. Another means in the Greek, another, just Jesus said, another just like me. He's here. The Holy Spirit of God is here right now. Listen, I can't be in God's plan without Him. I can't pray without Him. I can't witness without Him. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Now look back, and we're going to close this thing out, but I want you to look back at Galatians 5 and look at verse 16 one more time. Walk in the Spirit, the command, the promise. You'll not fulfill the gratify of the flesh. You won't do that. He says, for the flesh, that's the slave. That's the slave in me, the slave in you, the old man, old nature. He, look at him, he opposes, he struggles, he wars against the Spirit, and the Spirit opposes and struggles and wars against the flesh. They're contrary one to another, a continuous, ongoing war. Now listen to me. Your old man, the slave in you, not only wars against you, it hates you. He hates you. Do you understand that? He hates you because he wants his own way. He's selfish. He doesn't know any other life than that. Now, but there's someone else that hates you. It's the world. The world that we live in, this world system that is antichrist, opposed to God, doesn't want anything to do with God or desire God. The Bible says this in John 15, 18. Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, I chose you out of the world. What a privilege. Amen. But he didn't choose you out of the world for privilege, loved one, but for a purpose. Therefore, the world hates you. The Bible says in 1 John 2:15, do not love the world. It doesn't mean the trees, the rivers, and all that. It means the world that is against God, the world that hates Jesus. He said, because that kind of love, if you love the world, you're not of the Father. You're not born from above. Amen? He says, and the world is passing away, but he who doeth the will of God abideth forever and ever and ever, long after this crummy world that is going to perish is gone. Amen? So listen, the world hates you. The Bible tells us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, about presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. And Paul says, and be not conformed to this world system that hates God. The word conform means don't let the world squeeze you into its mold, to think like the world and act like the world. He says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, I want you to listen to me. The heart of the world that we live in right now, the very heart, loved one, of this world system that is anti-God. Listen, the united cry of this world, especially this nation, you know what it is? They're all in unity too. Be conformed. That's the word from the world. What does that mean? You accept my values? Okay, we'll get along just fine. I'll accept you. You tell me that my lifestyle is wrong or sinful, you're going to be hated. You're going to be persecuted. Listen, it just happened recently. President Bush, a believer, Ellen, I don't know what her last name is, DeGeneres, is that it? She's she's on TV. They sat together. I didn't know where they were sitting together. And because they're friends, man, the world, America, went crazy. Can you imagine? Her community, the gay community, man, they went crazy. What are you doing sitting with him? Do you understand? Can you be conformed? We're conformed to our own. Don't you hang out with that man? Listen, and then even Bush had to give an explanation. Is that insanity? Jesus was a friend or is a friend to tax collectors, and Jesus didn't party with them. He didn't go get drunk with them, but he sure wanted to save them, didn't he? Can you imagine an entire nation saying, trying to tell you who you can sit with and who you can't because you just stepped away from what we're holding dear to our hearts. Are you with me? Loved one, we are in trouble. Listen, America that we live in today, we're in the last days. And America that we live in today, it gives us the illusion that it's governed by Almighty God. But it is not governed by Almighty God, loved one. You know what we're doing? As you already know, we're legislating morality. But you can pass all the laws that you want to say sin is okay, but that doesn't make sin moral. Do you understand? But it's okay. I can go back and look at my sermons where I said, listen, this is what's coming. This is coming. We've got to pray. We've got to do this. Did we pray? Did the church really pray? Did the church even really care? Beto O'Rourke. Now, Bill, you're getting political. I sure am. You know what he just said? I watched it on CNN. He said this. He said he wants to strip churches and nonprofits of their tax-exempt status if they, any church, Calvary Chapel, let's say, if Calvary Chapel opposes same-sex marriage, listen, all the people that are in sin, no matter what it is, if they're homosexual, I love people, but I don't love sin. I speak the truth in love. I'm for everyone. I want to see everybody saved. But he said, we're going to strip, if you oppose a same-sex marriage, if you won't allow that to happen in your church, here's what he's going to do. He promised. He said, you're going to lose your tax-exempt status if you oppose same-sex marriage. You know when he said that? You know what I said? Oh, do you think the church, the true church, will fall apart because there's not a tax exemption that we lose our 501(c)(3), whatever it is? No, I said, here's my exact words. Beto, God is bigger than you. Do you understand? Yes. We're not of this world. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. We are forever triumphant. No matter what we face, martyrdom, death, whatever, we have won. We've overcome the world. Beto, punch him. Now that was Billy. You see what I mean? That old nature coming up. You know, the Bible says, woe to those who attempt to destroy God's standards in right and wrong. Who call evil good and good evil. The flesh hates you. The slave hates you, loved one. The world, they hate you. One more. Who's the other person who hates you? The flesh, the world, and the devil. Jesus said, I've come in John 10:10. I've come that you might have life and life abundantly. But the thief, the devil, he comes to steal. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. Peter said in 1 Peter 5:8, he says, oh, the devil, he's like a lion looking around seeking whom he may devour. James says in James 4:7, submit unto God. Resist the devil. Resist is a military word. Resist the devil and he will what? Flee from you. We're to put on all the armor of God. We're to take up the shield of faith. And it says that we can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Listen to me now. The devil is so smooth. He doesn't want you. He doesn't want anyone to be free. If you're here this morning, you listen to me, you don't know Christ, I'm going to tell you something. He doesn't want you to be free. He wants to see you completely destroyed. You know why? He appears, the Bible says, as an angel of light. He appears that way. Oh, this has got to be the right way. Look at this. He appears. What does he do? He makes light, or no, he makes darkness look like light. You get yourself in trouble. And you try to get out of that trouble. You know what the devil does? He'll send you someone to try to get you back in that trouble. That's exactly what he does. Becky and I were talking yesterday. Becky and I were talking, and she said this. Just look at the fruit of Satan's leadership. I said, oh, my God. I said, the defeated father of all lies, the one who is the defeated prince of this world, the God, little g, the God of this age, the wicked one, the deceiver, the destroyer. You know what he does? It says in 2 Corinthians 4:3, Paul says, if our gospel is veiled, or if our gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, resurrection, that he died for you, he loves you, wants you to be in heaven. He says, if it's hidden, it's only hidden to those who don't know Christ or those that are perishing, meaning they're going to perdition, they're going to hell. What a horrible word, hell. Matthew 25:41. Jesus said, hell wasn't made for man. It was made for the devil and his angels. God wants everyone saved. Amen? He says, and the reason they're perishing, whose minds, the God of this age, the minds, the devil, the wicked one, has blinded, mental blindness, who do not believe, lest if they did, listen to what would happen, lest the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, would shine on them. Satan blinds the mind of people that are lost. They've never asked Jesus to be the Lord of their life. And you know what Satan does through lies and through deceptions? He prevents the greatest truth in the world, the good news from heaven, that if you ask Christ Jesus to be your Lord and believe it in your heart, you can be saved. He hides that from man. What a liar. What a deceiver. Why? He wants you to stay a slave forever and ever. Endeavor. And then our last verse, and then you can go to Luby's, okay? Galatians 5:18, but if you are led, if, that word means if you are willingly led, If you want to live in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit. If you want to walk in the Spirit, willingly led. You give the Holy Spirit its proper place. If you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. You're not a slave. Romans 8:14, he says, as many that are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. These are the daughters of God. Loved one, listen, the greatest danger today in the church is that wicked word called complacency. And you know what it does? It stops you, it stops believers from the adventure, from walking in the Spirit, from being used by Almighty God, to falling into the plan of God. Listen, are you a spirit? Are you in the Spirit? Are you a slave? You need to ask yourself that question. See, Jesus said something. Jesus said in John's gospel, he said, you must be born again. Born again. Well, Bill, I've already been born once. That's right. If you don't know Christ, but you have to be born again. You cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. You cannot see the kingdom of God. He said, you must be born again. Let me say something to you. If you have not been twice born, mean your natural birth and now born from above, receiving Jesus as your Lord, it would be exactly what Jesus told Judas. It would be better that you had never, ever been born. Think about that. Jesus said it'd be better that you had never been born if you have not been twice born. Why? Because you will regret being born the natural birth for all eternity. For all eternity, separated from God. Separated forever. Hell has no exits. There's no appeals. There's no negotiation. There's no way out. That's horrible. I hate to even talk about it. But I would be amiss if I didn't. I would be a false teacher if I didn't. You see, there's only two places when we die. Heaven with Jesus forever and ever and ever. Or in darkness, outer darkness. It says a place where the worm dieth not, Jesus said. A place of eternal torment is what Jesus said. How would anybody want to stay a slave when they can have the Spirit? Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for this day. I thank you for this word, the living word of God. Not my words, Lord, but your words. And as our heads are bowed and no one looking around and every believer in this place praying, if Jesus Christ is not your Lord, what do I mean by that? If you have never confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart that Jesus is Lord, saying, Jesus, be the Lord of my life. If you never said, come in and live in, then you're not saved. So if you're here this morning with every head bowed, every eye closed, and you say, Bill, that's me. I want Jesus to be my Lord. I want him right now. I don't want to be a slave. I want to be set free. Then here's what I want you to do. You don't have to get out of your chair. You don't even have to come down here. But as every eye is closed, everyone praying, just lift your hand up and say, Bill, that's me. I want Jesus to be my Lord. I want to be saved this morning. I want my sins forgiven. I don't want to be blinded by the wicked one. Is that you? Quickly. I'll not ask again. Quickly lift your hand where I can see it. Wherever you, yes, I see that hand. God bless you. Yes, I see that hand. God bless you. Anyone else say, Bill, that's me. Lift it high. Put it right back down where I can see it. Yes, I see that. Thank you, Lord. Now, you that lifted your hands, you pray this prayer with me. Church, I want you to help me. Father, today, I no longer want to be a slave. I want to be set free. So right now, I confess with my mouth, Jesus, be my Lord. And I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. Father, you promised if I would confess Jesus as my Lord and truly believe it, you would save me. I believe. Be my Lord, Jesus. Be my Lord. In Jesus' name, I'm saved. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for those brothers, now brothers and sisters, who've come into the kingdom. Wow, I heard chains drop. Father, slaves have been set free. Lord, now sons and daughters of God, sealed with the Holy Spirit forever, name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, today, old things have passed away. All things have now become new for them. So we thank you for setting a hedge of protection around them, keeping them from the wicked one who touches them, not bless them. And we bless you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we all.
Pastor's study continues on our next broadcast, and we do hope you'll tune in once again. Amen? We appreciate you listening with us today,
And until next time, may the Lord bless you. So long, everyone.
If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.